Trev Davis is here to talk about technology. Trev is from the business internet service provider Tomiko, which is based in Newark, but Trev lives in Lincoln. Had a good night last night, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't normally go out on a New Year's Eve, actually. I thought I'd have an early night, you know, as I was coming on the wireless, but I did. I'm surprisingly okay this morning.
All right, well, at least you made it into 2013. We're going to talk about technology. I mean, if you look back, when you're living it, I suppose you don't really realise that the huge advances we're living through, because I suppose things are quite steady, aren't they? And you see them as they're happening. When we look back on what's happened in this, I suppose it is a digital revolution, isn't it, that we're going through, that we're living through at the moment?
Well, you know, I watched a programme about Neil Armstrong the other night on the telly, and the technology that I have in my mobile phone is more sophisticated than they had in the Apollo space program. They flew those things by hand, and you could stick a mobile phone in there as the mission control console or whatever, and it would, you know, it would fly them there and back without them having to touch a dial, I guess.
It's amazing. Well, you can hold in the palm of your hand one of these MP3 players that probably can hold more in that than the whole system which is running BBC Radio Lincolnshire. You know, we haven't got that sort
of
space.
They say that it won't be very long before you'll have hard drives on your computer that are big enough to hold the entire music collection of the world. You know, that's when you get around to listening to it all, I don't know.
yeah, well, that's another thing as well. Let's talk about some of the areas for the coming year that we think are going to improve, that we think are going to advance. The big one in Lincolnshire, the big concern that lots of people have in Lincolnshire is the speed of broadband. It's all very well joining up and getting online and getting on the internet, but what's available on the internet is now requires more than in terms of speed than a lot of people have in Lincolnshire. Where are we going with this? Getting faster broadband.
The first thing to note there is that, I mean, I got what they call super fast broadband in this year, which I've been waiting for it for ages, and I got it in the end. And the biggest thing I've noticed is the fact that videos and photos get uploaded instantly, and I don't think people really appreciate what they'll be able to do with it until they have it, and then they'll start using it a lot. And I guess the whole super fast broadband rollout has been coming for years. I mean, BT are in the second or third year of it now. But one of the recurring themes has been the fact that lots of areas of Lincolnshire haven't been able to get it. I had a word with the council for the Christmas break just to find out where the rollout is, because the council has been given lots of money by the government to help subsidise rollout to other places. And the first thing they said, which I feels like I'm sure lots of your listeners in those areas know, but there are some places like Sleaford, Boston and Skegness are all getting it anyway, whatever happens with the government subsidies. And so the government subsidy this year is going to be spent on rolling broadband out to areas that don't currently have it or have very poor broadband. Now, we don't actually know who's going to get it and when yet until the end of January, but they expect that the rollout will start middle of the year. They're in the middle of choosing the suppliers. There aren't very many of them. I can think of two. And they reckon that at least half of the premises in Lincolnshire will have some kind of super fast broadband by the end of the year, and that large parts of places like rural East Lindsay and Boston will have much better broadband than they have now, although not necessarily super fast broadband.
What do we class as super fast?
Well, it's 25 megabits per second or faster. And I guess to be able to provide that does rely on proximity to cabinets and exchange, you know, the green things that you see in the street. Well, what BT do now is they put a kit in there that used to sit in the exchange and brings the exchange closer to you. But if you're still a long way from your cabinet, as you might be down the end of a farm lane 2 miles away, that's not going to help you. So they use different technology to bring not quite so fast broadband. Things like wireless You know, I know we're going to come on to talk about 4G in a bit, but wireless technologies in Germany, for example, Vodafone have rolled out wireless broadband to all the rural areas before they rolled it out in the cities. And in Germany, rural areas get just as fast a broadband connection as we get in the cities here. So there's lots of interesting developments coming along.
Yeah, I've seen in Lincoln on those green cabinets that you're talking about, some of them have got stickers on now saying super fast broadband is here. Yeah. So that's them as part of the upgrade.
Well, I'm a bit of a geekery, and I walk around sometimes and say, oh, that one's been done. I'd say to the kids, and the kids, oh, yeah, OK, Dad.
Yeah, a geek. Now, it's interesting because we've spoken to you before. Was it last year or the year before when you did an experiment showing how poor broadband can be?
Gosh, it must have been a couple of years ago now, a year and a half ago.
what you did was you basically raced a racing pigeon with a rural broadband connection.
So
the rural broadband connection was trying to upload a YouTube video, and let's see if we can watch it however many miles away, 30 miles away, or whatever it was. At the same time, you downloaded it, attached it to the pigeon, sent the pigeon off.
Yeah.
Which one won?
The pigeon.
I was
really worried that, because I did all my calculations and I knew the pigeon would win, right? And I had two pigeons, actually, in case one of them got eaten by a hawk or something. Right? I was really worried that I might have got something wrong and that the pigeon wouldn't win, because it wouldn't have had the impact. We had even had a government minister made a statement about the funding that we've just discussed that was coming, and BT issued a statement saying that 99% of all premises could actually get broadband. You know, but what is broadband is the question. But it couldn't actually have worked any better, because we set the pigeons off, and then in the farmhouse we started uploading the video, and the BBC cameras were there, and the BBC cameras were filming when the big message came on the screen saying, upload failed, right? Fantastic. And the BBC cameras at the other end in the pigeon loft in Skegness, filming the two pigeons fluttering down into the loft. You know, it worked like a dream.
Well, it proved a point, didn't it? It proved a point. But 2013, then, for super fast broadband, for the majority of Lincolnshire, things are going to take a step forward.
Yeah, I'm not sure that... I mean, the government plan is that they are funding super fast broadband so that it reaches 90% of all homes, OK? Yeah. By the end of 2015. And what they're saying is that the other 10%, they'll fund it so that they get some kind of broadband, 2 megs of broadband, which is not nearly as fast. And to be quite honest, it's 2 megabits per second is very old-fashioned these days, and you know, wouldn't be good enough for me. But I guess if you haven't got anything, it's better than nothing.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see then, as we always do, and hopefully get some more information this month, later on.
So it is foretold.
Later on in January. Let's talk about 4G. Now, 4G was making the headlines a few months ago. Mobile phone technology. 4G is what? What does 4G give us compared to what a mobile phone can do these days?
Well, I guess it's the super fast broadband equivalent of the mobile world. It actually can be as fast as your super fast broadband. And what it does for you is when you're on the move, it means that you won't be waiting for things to happen on your phone when you're surfing to places on the internet. I was on the trials in London earlier on in the year, and you know, I sat in a pub, funnily enough. I'd just taken shelter there because it was absolutely chucking it down. I was going around, walking around London, testing the speeds, and it started to rain. So I sat in the window of a pub, drinking a cup of tea, right, believe it or not. And on my laptop, I had 5 BBC iPlayer sessions going, streaming 5 different daytime TV programmes. Nothing much on, I have to say, during the day. And you can say, well, why would I want to be able to stream 5 TV programmes, right? And, of course, as an individual, you wouldn't. But there are lots of different business applications. It could actually just replace the broadband. Or if you can't get broadband where you are, like big chunks of rural Lincolnshire, it has the potential to get around that fact, and you could just use wireless.
Right? Well, we have don't people? You can buy these dongles.
Yeah, you can
now. So it'd be like that, but faster.
Yeah, you could instead of you know, to get your broadband, you have what's called a router that you plug into the phone line, right? Well, you could plug have a router which, instead of plugging into the phone line, just has a little aerial and it picks up the wireless signal. And in fact, it's very interesting because you'll know that Everything Everywhere has begun its rollout in cities. Okay, as you might expect, they're not interested in servicing hard put by areas in the country. They want to go for where the most people are. And they've started doing it in the cities, but the big because they had some spectrum available to me, it uses frequencies that were not being used for anything else. Right? But most of the operators have to wait until the government auctions off the right to use the spectrum, which for the 3G, which is the existing technology, went for something like £20 billion. It was a fantastic little surprise windfall for the government at the time. And the operators have never really recovered that cash. So it was £20 billion because they had to have it to be in the game. This time, they're not expected to spend so much. They reckon £2 to £3 billion. But these auctions are happening in January, supposedly, which means that come another 6 months or so, then everybody will be rolling out, if you like, super fast wireless broadband. And what is very interesting is that BT has bid for some of this spectrum. So you may remember that BT used to have a mobile company called, Cellnet, was it? Sold, and it eventually became O2. Well, everybody has to have mobile in their armoury these days. All the mobile players are also becoming fixed broadband providers, and it looks like BT is trying to get back into the mobile game. But one of the side benefits of BT having this technology is that, of course, they will be able to use it to roll out wireless broadband to rural areas to be able to provide much faster than the 2 megs that the government is saying that everybody should have. I'm quite excited that, you know, during the course of 2013, we will see what they're planning to do with it starting to come out into the open.
So 4G in Lincolnshire, we'll start to see things happening this year, do you think?
Well, in theory, the problem Lincolnshire has is that is the sparse populations. And if you look at the reasons that Everything Everywhere has chosen to roll it out in the cities first, it won't be any different for any of the other operators. And just like, you know, Sleaford, Boston and Skegness are just this year going to get super fast broadband as part of BT's rollout, which started 2 or 3 years ago, then I guess the same will apply for wireless. But we can start to see light at the end of the tunnel there, I think.